The pasuk begins Veschanan al Hashem be'eis hachilei mor. The first pasuk in this week's parsha. Right, Moshe is davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu to get into Eretz Yisrael. And the commentary on this pasuk is endless. And it's a big avodah to try and really understand what's going on here. We're going to do our best. The Gemara Brachos, Daf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph, asks, what's the proper way for man to come and pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's the proper structure of tefillah? And the Gemara says that the first thing a person should do is they should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after that, they should daven to him. And when compiling Shmona Esrei, the Rabbanim use this as the formulation for our Shmona Esrei. Right, first we have Shevach, and then we have the Bakashos in the middle part of Shmona Esrei, the requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we have the Hodah, the thank you. We have the thanks to Hashem. So the Gemara says, after it says that this should be the order of tefillah, it says, it brings this pasuk of Veschanan, which leaves us with a huge question. Why would we take the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu that doesn't work? Right? Seemingly he's gets a no for this tefillah. Hashem denies him access to Eretz Yisrael. Why would we take this tefillah and use it as a prototype for all of our tefillos? It's like this. Let's say you have a child. He's 10 years old. And he wants to stay home from school. So he goes to his older brother and he asks him, "Hey Moshe, when you wanted to stay home from school last week, what did you tell mom and dad?" He said, "What did I tell them?" "Well, what I told them was that my throat hurt and that if I go to school, I can get other kids sick, so I don't think I should go to school." "Oh wow, that's great. And Moshe, did you end up staying home from school?" "No, mom made me go to school." Okay, so is this 10-year-old going to now go to his mother and use the same exact excuse and say it in the same exact way if he knows that it was already tried and it didn't work? So if we view it that Moshe Rabbeinu was just trying to get a yes here, and he was just trying to get into Eretz Yisrael, so it really doesn't make sense. But if we see it as something deeper, right, that Moshe wasn't really davening to get into Eretz Yisrael. That was his tefillah. But Moshe knew he wasn't getting into Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already told him that. But nonetheless, he davened. Right? Because tefillah, in its more loftier form, it's not just about getting what we need. It's not just about asking for something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right now, to start off, we'll be clear and say that to ask for something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires a level of emunah. And it's a very positive thing if somebody asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things. It's very positive. We think it's silly sometimes that, oh, what are you asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, you know, to find the right tablecloth in the store? What's the point of that? Oh, you know, you need to bother Hashem for that? You need to bother Hashem that, you know, there shouldn't be such a long line in the supermarket so that I can get in and out as fast as possible. Why am I bothering Hashem with that? Do I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares? The answer is yes. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does care about us. He does care about our our smallest needs. Right? And it's a level of emunah to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything. It's a positive thing. But the issue is when we think that that's the extent of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the extent of tefillah. Because it's not. Tefillah is so much more than that. What Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to give us over here is, I know I'm not getting to Eretz Yisrael. I know that. But I have an opportunity to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could I not take that? Right? The basis of any good relationship is communication. So why would our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu be any different? Why would it be different than any other human relationship we have? And the answer is, it's not. Right? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants from us is Rachman Ali Babai. We know this. He wants our heart. Just like every spouse wants from their other half, they want their heart. And what does that mean to want someone's heart? It means that they're present with me, that they're speaking with me, that they're here, that there's communication, a strong communication. Okay, I know I'm not going to be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, but that means that I can't talk to my Father in Heaven? I'm broken that I can't go into Eretz Yisrael. I want to express that to Hashem. I want to share that with Him. So if the whole tachlis of my tefillah is to fulfill my needs, so then there's no reason to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's no reason for Moshe to pray. But if the tachlis is, if the purpose of his tefillos are to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so of course he should pray. And it's the same thing in our own life. If we understand the whole tachlis of creation Right, the whole chiddush of man, the whole nuance of what man brings to the world that no one else does, is that man was given this ability to pray. He was given this ability to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I realize that that's the whole tachlis of my life, that's the whole tachlis of creation, then of course I want to run at every opportunity I can to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we could say it's true. Well, that's why we have three tefillos a day, and that's really why we have them, and that's enough. So there's two things here. The first thing is, are we talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these three tefillos? Right? It's very simple to say, yeah, of course we are. What does that mean? It's tefillos. No, but are we talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these three tefillos? Right? When I talk to him, am I getting just to the point where I ask him for things? Or is our relationship a little bit deeper? Do I express my gratitude for everything he has given to me? Do I share my feelings with him? Every tefillah, even of these three daily tefillahs, so every single one of these tefillahs have to have a chiddush in them. It shouldn't be like the tefillah I davened earlier in the day, and it shouldn't be the tefillah that I davened the day before. Of course, it is incredibly difficult to implement with every single tefillah, but we have to try. We have to try for every tefillah. We have to do our best. And of course, sometimes we'll fail. But to try that every single time I'm davening one of these tefillahs that are kavua, that I'm going to try to add a little bit of what's really going on in my life into this tefillah, to make it a little bit more relatable to me. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us just to go up there and read the Siddur and, you know, that's it, we're in and we're out, and we read the Siddur, we fulfilled our chiyuv. He wants a connection. He wants a connection. And what about outside of shul? Or outside of the three tefillos? Are we talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a regular basis? Are we conversing with him? Anybody who's truly tasted what it means to do a spodus knows, and they know this so clearly, that there's no greater pleasure in the world. There's nothing better than connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your own words. There's just no greater feeling. It's crazy to think that it's possible to go months, and it's very possible. It's possible to go months without doing this. It's possible to go years without doing this. It's possible to go a whole lifetime. In fact, there are many people who go a whole lifetime without just stopping and taking a few minutes to be real with Hashem. Let's try and for ourselves take this lesson from Moshe Rabbeinu and live with it. That if we truly want to feel simcha in this world, and if we want to fulfill our purpose in this world, so we must develop a rich and deep kesher with Hashem. And it could only be through the medium of tefillah that it continues to develop more and more. It's the only thing that will take us to the next level of dveikus and connection to Hashem. Right? Because communication and speech and talking with the beloved is so vital to the growth in that relationship, to the growth in any relationship. And it's true, we might not feel amazing in every tefillah. That we're not going to. We're not going to feel amazing in every tefillah. And even if we decide, I'm going to take this inyan, I'm going to start davening harder. I'm going to start trying to daven with more of my emotions and invest more in my tefillah. It's very possible. It's very possible. It's not going to feel so good in the beginning. And we're still going to struggle, and it's still not such an easy thing. Chazal say tefillah is one of the things that stands at the heights of this world, but we need constant chizuk. It's not easy. But we can try our best, right? All of us on our own level. For 2 minutes a day, for 30 seconds a day, to just talk to Hashem, to just be real with Hashem, and not to tell him what we think he wants to hear, but just to talk to him from our hearts. The issur is that we just try a little harder. That we don't use excuses, that we don't consider ourselves as, you know, I know, I already have experienced the world of tefillah, right? I know tefillah. I've been davening for 15 years, I already understand tefillah. I've been davening for 40 years, like, tefillah is already something I've mastered. I know I go to shul 3 times a day. We need to shoot for more. That I'm always trying to get a deeper level, a deeper connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should be mispalel that our tefillah itself gives us chizuk. That we're successful, that we're building a deeper relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because obviously we can't even do that without Him. Hashem should help us internalize this lesson, this teaching from Moshe Rabbeinu, and only grow closer to Him. Thank you so much for joining. Have an amazing and amazing Shabbos, the Simchadik Shabbos, the Shabbos filled with the most amazing tefillos. Thank you so much.